We're going to continue today's MAC Football Coaches Media Conference call. We're pleased to have Bowling Green head coach Scott Loeffler join us. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Morning.
Morning. Thank you for your time. And obviously a tough outcome last week at Miami, and after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Falcons.
Very disappointed in the missed opportunities that we had in the first half. We played well defensively. We had opportunities three times in the red area or their territory because of a turnover or field position. Offensively, we were not able to make those situations occur. We tried two field goals and missed them both, and then tried an opportunity on fourth down and did not convert. And then the minute after those situations occurred, our football team fell apart. There was four or five explosion plays in that second quarter, and the game got out of hand fairly quickly. So the lessons learned is that when you're playing a very good football team that's wired the right way, my hat's off to Coach Martin and how he's rebuilt that program. You got to be able to take advantage of those opportunities, because they gave us three huge opportunities that could have changed the complexion of the game, could have gave those opportunities the chance to find a way to get to the fourth quarter and find a way to win. But right now, you know, we're getting in our own way, and that's what occurred in that that first half, that first quarter in particular.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Loeffler.
Our first question is from Nick Piotrowicz with the Toledo Blade.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Nick, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good. I had a question. When we were talking about what you wanted the identity of BG to be this summer, you talked about being a physical team in the MAC, and one of the specific teams you mentioned was OU. When you evaluate them, what do you see about them that you kind of looked at and said, all right, I really like that?
9 years of elite culture, in my opinion. They've done it the right way. They've recruited smart, and they've recruited tough. And that's what we need to do here. My hat's off to them. There's a couple other programs in our conference that is doing that. And those programs notoriously are on the top of the MAC list of potential champions. And this is one of them, in my opinion. And I know they're not where they want to be right now, but they've recruited smart, and they recruited tough, and they've developed. And it's just like what Coach Solich has always said, smart people figure it out. And that's what we want to do here. We want to recruit smart and tough, and that's going to be the blueprint of this 220 class. This is technically my first recruiting class that we've had a full year to evaluate, and that's what we're recruiting right now, and that's why we have the type of class that we have right now, because we've got talent, and we're recruiting tough and smart and character.
Frank mentioned a little bit ago that it's a challenge each and every year to recruit kids on the line, just because you have to kind of project what that kid's going to be 2, 3, 4 years from now. When you're looking at a prospective lineman, what do you have to look at that tells you that he might be the type of guy you want?
Well, the formula always has been to recruit guys that that have a high motor, that have the ability to move their feet. And the disadvantage that we have at our level is we're not necessarily always going to get the prototypical number guy. You'd love a guard to be 6'5", 280 pounds coming out of high school, a guy that you can make 305 pounds. He's athletic. He can bend. We might get now the guy that's 6'2", but what we don't want to do is we don't want to recruit slow-feeted guys that are overweight. We're looking for guys that have athletic ability, that are super tough, super smart, can move their feet, and then it's our job as a strength and conditioning program to put size on them and help them with the ability to bend. Are we going to get the guys at Ohio State, Michigan, and all those guys are getting? No, we're not. But what we need to do is we need to recruit those same type of characteristics, except maybe a couple inches shorter, maybe this, maybe that, and develop them. But it goes back to this. If you take a lineman that can't move his feet, that is not smart and tough, you have no shot.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Nick.
Scott, looking ahead to the Ohio contest, when you look at film of the Bobcats, what are some of the challenges they're going to present your Falcons?
they're wired in every aspect of how a football program is supposed to be wired. They are tough, they're smart, and you know, they execute well, they're disciplined. You can tell that they play for each other, and it's been 9 years of right culture, period, end. And that's where we want to get. And it's going to take some time to get there, but I'm my hat's off to Coach Solich, as you would expect it to be. And we need to get tough and smart like they are.
For your Falcons to have success in this contest, what do you need to accomplish?
We can't beat ourselves. We flat beat ourselves in the Miami of Ohio game. Missed opportunities. We had plays that were we had the ability to make, and we didn't. And then what we need to do is, when things don't go our way, not fold our tents and say enough is enough. And that's what we did in this game. That's the truth. That's the truth that I told our players, is we had golden opportunities. We didn't seize them, and then we folded our tents. And so that's why we got a long way to go in terms of getting to where we want to be.
Well, Scott, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Ohio. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. For Scott Loeffler and his Bowling Green Falcons, coming off the 44-3 loss at Miami last week in that contest, running back Bryson Denley, 14 carries, 105 yards rushing for an average of 7.5 yards per carry in that contest. And for Bowling Green, they'll be hosting Ohio tomorrow, Tuesday night, November 19th, that game at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPNU.